Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is more problems of sexual misconduct scandals rock the Democratic Party, news media, and Congress. I am irritated by the cold and indifferent attitudes of some politicians, both Democrats and Republicans. I say some. Here's the latest, and some more after Christmas. Mark Halperin, MSNBC. Charlie Rose, CBS, Glenn Thrush, New York Times, John Lasseter, and Matt Lauer, NBC, presently have been accused of sexual harassment. And there are many others, including entertainment personalities. Widespread allegations of sexual harassment have come also to Capitol Hill, our Congress. Congressional sexual harassment behavior is not a recent behavior of these powerful men. This abhorrent intimidation has occurred for years, though the shamelessness is a legacy of Bill Clinton. After his sexual encounters as President of the United States were publicized, he didn't quit. If you have no shame, you just continue and push through. Soon all is forgotten. No decency. The problem is not that these men don't know any better. The problem is that they believe they can act in reprehensible ways without consequences. And they face little accountability because it's far easier for their victims to keep quiet than to risk reprisal and public disparagement by speaking openly about what they've experienced. Michigan's Democratic Representative John Conyers, after some of his many sexual allegations surfaced, has now resigned his position as member of the Judiciary Committee. It has been recently disclosed that he paid one woman $27,000 in 2015 from his congressional account settling a claim. His hush money settlements were labeled severance payments. The Detroit Free Press has asked for his resignation. Nancy Pelosi stated John Conyers is an icon. She then had to renounce that statement. Just because John Conyers is old doesn't mean he's an icon. He knows right from wrong. I believe that Nancy Pelosi has known about Conyers and other congressmen's sexual escapades. Yet, she kept quiet. She has fecklessly and deceitfully spoken about her concerns regarding women's rights. Shame on you, Nancy. You are just as guilty. Al Franken, a Wisconsin Democratic senator, has been accused November 2017 at present by four women of inappropriate touching, such as fanny grabbing and squeezing. He claims that he doesn't remember, and he's sorry he was misinterpreted by these women. He didn't realize he was being insensitive, that he's a hugger. A hugger? Come on, Al. Who are you kidding? A hug is not grab a fanny and squeeze. Pretty brass, if you ask me. The public shouldn't have to foot the bill for congressmen's contemptible actions, and their precise offenses ought to be matters of public record. Hiding them only encourages the next round of sordid behavior. Some more after Christmas. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.